Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It may not even have been a windilla, but I saw a lot of people, and this guy was there, and I saw the ACU pattern flag fest. And for me, that was like, there's a handle. I'm getting it. So I ran across the room, grabbed the handle, pulled him down, and then started to I think I went for his gun with him. His rifle flew in front of him, and the young man that tried to jump in there with me, we both either pulled him down or whatever, but he ended up at his head. And right next to the AR, and then with the AR, I told him, push the AR, get the AR away from him. The kid pushed the AR. I don't know what his name was. And then I proceeded to take his other weapon, the pistol, and then just start hitting him where I could, but the armor's in the way. And I found a crease in between his armor and his head. And I just started wailing away, with his gun. And then I told the kid in front of me, kick him, keep kicking him. And I was guiding him. I was telling people, call 911, call 911. I brought him down. I was in mode. I was doing what I do downrange, you know. I trained for this. I don't want to ever do this. I didn't even retire because I was done doing this stuff. It was too much. And it came in handy. And I got to protect my kid. I lost my kid's boyfriend. I tried to have everybody in there. I still feel bad that there's five people that didn't come home. And this guy, I told him while I was hitting him, I said, I'm going to kill you, man, because you tried to kill my friends. My family was in there.
So thank God for guys like Richard Fierro. Thank you. You are a humble hero. You are an amazing person. Richard Fierro apparently did 4 tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. He exited the military as a major, which is, you know, big. And now the war has come home. The war has come home. And so the thing to be thankful for this Thanksgiving is that something good came out of these wars. Guys like Richard Fierro, who are suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder to the point where he actually needed to go and get therapy and, treat himself for being anxious and jumpy and, thinking that the war was here with us. And he was right. He was right. So, you know how the gun nuts always say the only thing that could stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun? No, apparently the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is Richard Fierro with the bad guy's gun, because he beat him with his own freaking pistol is what he did. He had 2 people who were patrons, 2 people who were in the bar. One of them, he said, kick him. And the other one he told, it was a trans woman. And she was wearing heels, and apologies to you. I know how hard it is to lose a great pair of shoes, but she was willing to sacrifice her stilettos to put the heel in the perpetrator's face over and over and over again to subdue him. While Richard Fierro took the guy had an AR and he had a pistol. And so they were able to, when Richard Fierro grabbed this guy who apparently was wearing body armor, because that, of course, is what you wear when you go to a bar these days. Yeah, he was wearing body armor and he saw a handle on the outside of the body armor. And so he grabbed for it and pulled him down by the handle of his own damn body armor. And it seems like the AR flew out of his control, flew out of his hands. And so Richard Fierro told a guy who was there to kick it away, kick the weapon away. And the perpetrator actually had a pistol also, right? Because you can never have too much firepower when you're shooting up a gay bar. And so he had a pistol also. And Fierro was able to grab that pistol out of the perpetrator's hand and beat him with it. That's why the perpetrator, who is still alive, is in the hospital. he's probably got a smashed skull, you see. And he had just come into this bar and just opened fire randomly. Apparently he hit the bar and the glass, you know, the glassware on the bar was shattering everywhere. That's why people knew it was gunfire. They hit the deck. Fierro actually was there with his wife and his children enjoying the drag show, which I just love saying that. You should. I can't say that enough because I'm sure it's driving MAGA types crazy. Crazy to read that a former Iraq-Afghanistan veteran who is a major in the military was enjoying a drag show with his wife and daughter. That has to drive them up a wall, across the ceiling, and down the other side. And good. Because you know what you never hear about? You never hear of a gay guy going into a straight bar and shooting the damn place up. You just don't hear stories like that. But anyway, he wrestled the gunman to the ground and he ordered a trans woman in heels to stomp the guy and, you know, just be happy that the gunman is still alive. And, you know, he's going to apparently go to prison where he'll have to tell the story over and over again about how tough guy was taken down by a woman in Prada, you know, and I love that. So, look. I'm reading all these articles and the articles about this disgusting mass murder, this heinous crime. The message here is that it shouldn't feel inevitable, but it does. That it shouldn't be predictable, but it is. That it shouldn't be, it should be shocking, but it's not. And you know why? Because the right wing is doing the scapegoating against Jews and gays. Does that sound familiar to you? And immigrants, okay? And, they hate union workers. I mean, it's the same cast of scapegoats. It's the same cast of characters that they're always going after, when they go all fascist. That's just what's happening here. Now, is there room for debate about, whether families and doctors should be able to discuss, you know, when their children tell parents that they feel misgendered at the age of 4 or 5 or 6? Maybe there's room for debate about, treatment plans. But certainly not with non-doctors and certainly not with people outside the family. They don't value families at all. They don't trust families. They don't trust parents. They don't trust children to be honest and to talk to their parents about difficult things. They don't trust any of it. It's all, about them. And it's all about their fear. And it's all about their anxiety. And it's all about their hatred. And it's all about, making themselves feel, more important than they are. And of course it's inevitable. And of course it's not shocking. And of course it's a result of their ridiculous culture war. Their culture war equals violence and death. We've seen it over and over and over and over again. This is the second mass murder that we've experienced in a gay nightclub, and it's not going to stop at a gay nightclub. You know, we saw synagogues being threatened over the weekend, and we saw synagogues being attacked. We see churches being attacked. We see abortion providers being attacked. We now see election workers being attacked and forced out of their homes. There is no safe place when you engage in this kind of lying. There is no safe place when you engage in this kind of vitriol and this kind of scapegoating. It's just they're taking places that are safe places, family environments, libraries, children's hospitals, churches, synagogues, donut shops, and they're turning them into, shooting galleries and blood-soaked festivals for the disaffected and giving them permission to do it. It's very sad. It's very sad. And you know what? Again, this was preventable. Colorado has red flag laws.
All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
Overnight, the man police have called a hero speaking to reporters.
I wasn't thinking. I just ran over there. Got him. I gotta kill this guy. He's gonna kill my kid. He's gonna kill my wife.
The decorated 14-year Army veteran, credited with saving dozens of lives during the nightclub massacre in Colorado Springs, now describing the moment he took the gunman down.
I grabbed him by the back of his little cheap armor thing, and I pulled him down. I grabbed the pistol from him, and I'm on top of him. I'm a big dude, man, and this guy was bigger. And I just kept wailing on him. He's trying to get his ammo, his guns.
Fierro, along with his wife and daughter, were at the club supporting a friend. They survived, but his daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance, was among the five killed. 19 others were wounded.
There are five people that I could not help, and one of which was family to me.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich was arrested on 10 preliminary charges, including five counts of first-degree murder and hate crimes.
Typically, there will be more charges in a case like this when we do formal charging.
This Ring camera footage showing him surrendering to police in 2021 after allegedly making a bomb threat against his mother. Mm. Those charges were later dropped, his record sealed. And that, authorities say, is what allowed him to legally purchase that AR-style rifle, which he would allegedly use to murder Ashley Paw, Daniel Aston, and Raymond Vance Green, along with Kelly Loving, whose sister says she was always fighting for people, and Derek Rump, his mother telling us her son had a heart of gold. The rifle's bullets also striking patrons like Ed Sanders.
I got hit in the back, and it felt crunchy, like a mini explosion. And I turned around and looked at the guy, and then I noticed that he had a gun and he was shooting.
Sanders shot again in the leg, and Kelly Loving fatally wounded. Both of them falling on top of drag queen Wyatt Kent.
I stuck my hand out and I grabbed her hand and I just kept saying, keep squeezing my hand, baby. Keep squeezing my hand, baby.
Kent believes the two of them shielded him.
I'm just so thankful to her.
Because she saved your life.
I'm alive because of her.
But this morning, the survivors, grateful and defiant.
I'm not going to be afraid or intimidated.
It's an amazing, sense of courage. I'm stunned by the awesome audacity of people to just live. Yeah. It apparently in this world with, MAGA and maggots and QAnon and these right-wing lunatic fringy people that are free to broadcast this kind of hate and disinformation and misinformation all across the airwaves every single day on multiple tens of thousands of platforms now. Just, doing the scapegoating that is very, World War II-like. It's very fascist. It's real Hitler stuff. You know, blaming others. You know, here's a little factoid for you. If you get into a conversation over Thanksgiving with a crazy uncle, God help you. But here's something you can always say. Transgendered people, gay people, Jewish people, they've always been with us. They've always been with us. And you don't see or hear stories about Jewish people going in and shooting up churches. You just don't hear stories of straight gay men going into straight bars and shooting up straight bars because he's got a thing against straight people. Okay, you just don't hear about black people going to white neighborhood grocery stores and shooting up the grocery store because they're the white people shop there. Now, why do you think that is? Because it doesn't happen. And gay people have always been with us. And where do we hear most of the stories about pedophilia? Where do we hear most of the stories about, child abuse? Do you hear it coming from trans bars or trans brunches? No, I don't. You know where I hear it coming from? I hear it coming from churches. I hear people that attended churches saying, my pastor, raped me twice and nobody wanted to hear about it. Or, my priest altered me. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just so interesting. You don't hear of a rash of, you know, child molestation stories coming from the gay community. And you don't hear child molestation stories coming from libraries and, you know, drag queen, you know, story times. I swear to God. And the amount of disgusting hatred. First of all, I have to play you. I want to play you a little clip of Ben Collins. Ben Collins is a reporter and he works for NBC. And he actually got on the air yesterday and showed us all the articles that he's been writing over the past 6 months trying to tell you that this was at critical mass, this hatred, this crazy talk about, you know, trans people and about gay people and about pedophilia and drinking babies, and that it was all going to explode in violence. 6 months he's been trying to tell you this.
Here are some headlines that I wrote the last 6 months. Fueled by internet's far-right machine, anti-LGBTQ threats shut down trans rights and drag events. Remember, there was a drag event happening in Colorado. Yeah. Anti-trans stalkers at Kiwi Farms, which is a anti-trans website that stalks people, are chasing one victim around the world. Their list of targets is growing. That was a couple months ago. Doctors under threat from far-right activists for providing trans care. Boston Children's Hospital faces bomb threat after right-wing harassment campaign. There were three of those bomb threats. FBI charges Massachusetts woman with Boston Children's Hospital bomb threat, so they found one of the people. At least 20 Republican politicians have claimed that schools are making accommodations for students who identify as cats.
Furries.
That was before the midterms. Here are three more from my colleagues in the last 3 weeks. As election nears, some conservative groups have ramped up anti-trans campaign ads. Far-right figures appear to be testing Twitter's boundaries for anti-LGBTQ speech. GOP senator targets TikTok influencer with anti-transgender taunts. And I'm just wondering, what could I have done different? Seriously, as reporters, what can we do different? Because there are five dead people in a strip mall, because that was the only place they felt safe as gay or trans people in this town in Colorado Springs. And I am trying to thread this needle here. I'm trying to say that this is happening. This targeted stuff has real life impacts. They say on the internet has real life impacts. And I'm gonna fail, by the way. Mm. I'm gonna, you know, freak out because it's happening. Because I wake up and I see that there are five dead bodies. But I think we have to have a come to Jesus moment here. As reporters, are we more afraid of being on Breitbart for saying that trans people deserve to be alive? Or are we more afraid of the dead people? Because I'm more afraid of the dead people. I don't want to wake up on a Sunday and see that all of these headlines came to fruition.
You know, reporters, journalists, decent people who track this this hatred, who see it as often as I do, who see it as often as probably you do, have been trying to send out a clarion call, trying to tell people, this has got to stop. This is going to lead to nothing good. This is going to, you know, explode into a massive, massive violent attack. And then it does. And here we are back at square one yet again. And they keep doing it. They have platforms.
Call in, connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
So let's say you're interested in sexualizing children, and unfortunately some people are. What would you do? You might have a drag queen story hour.
If you don't see that as teetering on the edge of losing civilization, then you and I just disagree.
Pernicious and sick drag queen story hours.
Libs of TikTok, one of the most informative accounts on Twitter, and because it is so informative, it keeps getting banned.
Adult male putting on women's clothing and dancing and talking about sexual themes with other people's children.
Drag queen story time.
Don't want them in preschool teaching them to twerk.
Why would any parent allow their child to be sexualized by an adult man with a fetish for kids?
A sort of pedophilic, predatory farm system that the groomers have set up.
They want to sexualize children.
This is all designed to put a wedge between parents and their children.
It's up to all of us to fight back against that tooth and nail.
What's happened to us? I mean, honestly, what has happened to us?
Throw them in prison, and whenever they get out, if they do get out, put them on the sex offender registry for life.
A reckoning is coming.
If anyone here is more like Hitler, most like Hitler, one could argue, it's these people abusing children.
Stopping it is not a gentle or a painless process. The farther along the cancer is, the more aggressive you have to be in fighting.
People should push back against this. And of course, people should arm themselves with the literature and the people in their own words who have advocated for this deeply disturbing sexualization of children.
Yeah, people should definitely arm themselves. I agree with that.
This is what goes on every single freaking day in old white people's living rooms. Okay, this is what is going on every single freaking day. You know, I swear to God, what are we supposed to do? Learn how to twerk the old-fashioned way off of MTV? Oh yeah, everybody, it's rock and roll, you know. Rock and roll was designed to put a wedge between children and their parents. Oh, it's rap music. Rap music was designed to put a wedge between children and their parents. Oh, it's Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was designed to put a wedge between children and their parents by saying, born this way. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? It's all happening to put a wedge between, I don't know, you know, the decent people in this country and their children and their children. They're being stolen away from you, everybody. Why? Don't read stories to them. Don't read anything to them. Let them grow up just ignorant and stupid and, you know, let them learn how to, you know, twerk on from MTV like we did. And arm yourself. Arm yourself. This is their culture war. This is what they're doing. It's such rehashed, recycled crap. Except now, everyone's got a freaking gun. It's so sad. It's so sick. And it's happening all over the place. It's happening in donut shops now. It's happening in churches. It's happening in freaking grocery stores. It's happening in bars. I don't know why they're allowed to say this stuff. I don't know why they're allowed to, you know, perpetuate this hatred over and over. But you know what's even worse? People believe them. That's what's even more shocking and unbelievable to me, is that these same people grew up in the 70s or in the 60s. These same people are very aware of culture war. They're very aware of long, you know, long-haired hippie type pinko fag. They understand that they were fed a steady diet of that kind of swill. None of it ever panned out. It never became a dividing point between. It was just, you know, the old people feeling, discombobulated, not understanding the young people. And it's always going to be like that. It will always be a generational misunderstanding. But they make so much money off of telling people to get armed and fight it. Get armed and beat it back. Get armed and shoot up the Pulse nightclub. You know what? Brandon Wolf is a Pulse nightclub survivor. And listen, let me tell you something. He's one of the best advocates to, for stopping this swill, for showing you what it does, for living it.
I'm angry tonight. I'm angry because this is what we warned would happen. This is what we warned would be the inevitable consequence of unmitigated, unbridled hate in this country. Now, you just saw what's been happening for the last few years. Right-wing grifters, including politicians like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they've been spewing this vile, hateful rhetoric about LGBTQ people. They've been trafficking in some of the oldest, darkest tropes against our community. They've been accusing us of posing a threat to children simply because we exist on planet Earth. And we warned them that inevitably this would result in violence, but they just couldn't help themselves. They couldn't help themselves from crafting one more fundraising email or hitting send on one more grotesque tweet. They couldn't help themselves as the temperature around the country continued to rise, as young people told us that life was getting less and less safe for them. They couldn't help themselves as armed protesters started showing up at drag shows across the country, or when white supremacists were being arrested outside of pride festivals. They couldn't help themselves when children's hospitals in Boston and other cities were getting bomb threats, having to install airport security terminals to keep people safe. They couldn't help themselves when a donut shop was firebombed for daring to advertise a drag show. And now five people went to a space that was supposed to be safe for them, a space like the one I knew well at Pulse nightclub, and they came out in body bags. Dozens of people were injured, scars they're going to carry forever. An entire community was terrorized. They paid the price for this short-sighted, cynical, and sinister hate that these people have been pumping into the ecosystem. I am angry because I am tired of asking, of begging, of screaming and scratching and clawing for people to just see us as human. See us as your family members, your neighbors, your friends. Please, I am begging you to treat us with a basic level of decency and respect. I'm angry because we deserve to live. Those people deserve to live.
The right wing sees a profit center with hatred, and it's hatred of so many people. I mean, it was hatred for Mexicans. They were rapists and murderers. Then it was the Muslim ban, hatred for Muslim people. Then now it's anti-Semitism and it's LGBT. And now it's drag queens and transgendered, children banning books because the book dares to say, hey, I'm a transgendered, person, and I have an experience, or I'm a black person and I have an experience, or I'm a Jewish person and I have an experience. I mean, the banning of the books should have been your first clue that this was going down an uber fascist road. And every time you see violence, every time they get involved in these culture wars, you see violence against whoever they target. You know, Muslims, whether it's, gay kids now, whether it's, Jews and synagogues now, donut shops, children's hospitals. It was abortion providers, Tiller the baby killer, until Dr. Tiller ended up shot to death in his church. In his church, people love to forget. You need an escort to go into a clinic now as a young woman. An escort. Because they're dangerous and they're armed. Because they're so full of hatred. Because they're so sure of themselves. They're so sure they have the answers to life.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show. To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
So the left saw this and decided that the proper way to respond to it was to say that conservatives who have not supported the transgendered movement, because we shouldn't, right? Because we absolutely should not support giving puberty blockers to children, because we're moral, because we understand that ruining a child's body is satanic, right?
Wow.
But it's our fault that this tragedy happened, because if only we had gotten on board with parents encouraging children to remove their genital parts, if only we had gotten on board with gender mutilation, only we had gotten on board with the side effects of drugs like Lupron that are being used to suppress puberty, side effects that give young boys micro penises when they get older, right? That render these children sexually dysfunctional for the rest of their lives. Decisions that are being made by their parents, not the children, right? Ideas that are being seeded in the classroom by teachers who are going along with this dangerous ideology. If only we had gotten on board with that, then a homicidal maniac would not have walked into Club Q in Colorado Springs to shot a bunch of people.
She's a very twisted individual. Love the blouse, though. That blouse was just wow. But everything else about her is disgusting. It's low. It's the belly of a snake spit is what you're listening to be spewed there, because I'm not aware of where she went to medical school. I'm not aware that she's an endocrinologist. I'm not aware that she's a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm not aware that she has any medical training whatsoever that would allow her to weigh in on what must be a consequential conversation that a child has with their parents about not fitting inside of their body. These are serious issues that need serious people and serious attention from serious people about its seriousness, not casual talk of Satanism from women that have a platform with what's his name, Shapiro, shares a platform with some of the most hateful, disgusting, self-assured that they're right, you know, talk show hosts. As a talk show host, I swear on my life, I would never and have never gotten inside a family to tell that family how they should raise their children. Or blamed music for anything. For anything. Or a video game for anything. Hate is really being ginned up by them for money and profit and craps and giggles. They really get off on it. They love being on the side of hatred. They love being on the dark side of everything. They love making you afraid of things. They love making you paranoid. They love making you, just doubt the world is fair and just, making you feel like you don't belong anymore. Of course, you know, it's so ridiculous that, you know, respecting somebody's family is somehow going to disrespect yours. But that's what they're banking on. That's what they do over and over again. You know, the Herschel Walker's got a new ad, and this one came out after the carnage at Club Q. He actually put this up, I think, yesterday.
I'm Riley Gaines, a 12-time NCAA All-American.
And I'm Herschel Walker.
For more than a decade, I worked so hard. 4 a.m. practices to be the best. But my senior year, I was forced to compete against a biological male.
That's unfair and wrong.
A man won the swimming title that belonged to a woman, and Senator Warnock voted to let it happen.
Warnock's afraid to stand up for female athletes.
Herschel Walker stands up for what's right.
Okay, first of all, she came in 5th place, and she tied with Leah Thomas. She tied. Leah Thomas also came in 5th place. That whole rant over that whole presentation there it's chock full of garbage. It's chock full of lies, and people don't even realize it. They don't realize that Riley Gaines has done ads for every right-wing lunatic fringy legislator. I mean, she's done these ads for Christy Noem. She's done them for Rand Paul, as if Rand Paul has done anything for women and girls, or women and girls in sports, or women and girls in general. These people don't care about women. These people don't advocate for women's autonomy or women's rights or Title IX or anything that would affect a woman or a girl athlete. Nothing. They're not for anything. They're just against. This girl, Riley Gaines, came in 5th place against Leah Thomas, who also came in 5th place, which means both of those people were beaten by 4 women to come in 5th place. And she just won't stop. She won't stop saying, male, biological males, jip me out of my hard work. You came in 5th place, and you are so busy blaming everyone and everything for your poor performance. And that's all it is. It was poor performance. She came in 5th place. I wonder how many people realize that. She did it for against the Kansas governor, Laura Kelly.
As a child, I woke up at 4 a.m. to swim every day. And my work got me to nationals. But then I was forced to share a locker room with a biological man. It was uncomfortable and it was wrong. In the pool, he claimed a trophy that a woman had earned. This has to stop. Laura Kelly vetoed laws to protect women and girls in sports not once, but twice.
If Laura Kelly can't protect women, she shouldn't be governor of Kansas.
Yeah, well, congratulations, she won. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is so crazy. And it's very parsed if you listen to the words of that. She's not saying that she was beaten by a biological man. First of all, she's calling a transgendered woman a man, which is wrong. A transgendered woman is a woman. And a transgendered woman has to go through, I can't even tell you how many different boxes have to be checked in order for that woman to compete in women's sports. Okay? And she wasn't able to beat 4 women who weren't transgendered women. She came in 5th place, and she keeps on making these commercials. She keeps on doing it. The Republican Governors Association pays her to make these commercials. It's very sick. It's very sad. It's very twisted. And it's not anything that anybody needs to, you know, sit there and I mean, the amount of people that make it to the Olympics, the number of people that will ever swim competitively. And they've got this campaign going on about, don't let kids compete. Don't let kids have sports. You know what? Bite me. Transgendered people have always been with us. Gay people have always been with us. I'm not aware of any violence that they have caused. I'm aware of them dying, especially, transgender women of color. This is an industry for them. This is now how they win elections. It's like campaigning against, the Rolling Stones. It's like campaigning against, rap music and rap art. And now what's really crazy is Ye has joined the oppressor. Ye is part of the oppression. He's best friends with Candace Owens, who spews this radical hatred and this decision that she's made about transgendered children that she's made, that it's satanic what's going on in their family. She's made that decision. And Ye is out there giving it breath and depth and oxygen because he's not okay. He's really not okay. Herschel Walker is also not okay. Herschel Walker is out there saying that Reverend Warnock will be eating turkey this year because he doesn't care about you.
You got to buy a turkey. Are y'all going to buy a turkey or chicken? Which one are you going to buy? A turkey or a chicken this Thanksgiving? It's because of Senator Warnock. I can guarantee he eating turkey. He eating turkey because he don't care about no one else.
What the actual F is going on in people's minds where they look at him and they say, this guy who can start chicken and turkeys and you know, blah, blah, blah. And they just want to ride your bike. They just want to ride your bike. Who looks at him and says, that's what I want in my senator? He is senatorial material. That is a statesman. He will be a great leader. He's somebody that won my vote. He's won my respect. He's won my admiration. He's a man above men. He's a man's man. They just want to ride your bike. Senator Warnock, he's going to eat turkey because he don't care about you. What? First of all, I think I said this to you yesterday. I'm going to say it again. The reason why turkey is $2.59 a pound is because there was an avian flu outbreak in poultry farms. It has nothing to do with Senator Warnock or Joe Biden.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
On Saturday night, as you may now have read, a 22-year-old man called Anderson Lee Aldridge walked into a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs and opened fire. By the time he was subdued by patrons, he had murdered 5 people and injured another 25. Why did Anderson Lee Aldridge shoot 30 people? Anderson Lee Aldridge committed mass murder because you complained about the sexualizing of children.
So to be clear, Boston Children's Hospital is not ashamed of committing sexual mutilation of children. Gender-affirming care is a euphemism for chemical castration. What is gender-affirming care? Well, it's castrating children. It's exactly what it is. The sterilization and castration of children. No one should put up with this. No parent should put up with this for 1 second, no matter what the law says. Your duty, your moral duty, is to defend your children. Why did Anderson Lee Aldridge shoot 30 people? And the truth is, we don't know.
This is real sick and twisted stuff, and it's going on all day, all night, all over the place, on cable television, on satellite television, on the internet, on streaming platforms. It is so dangerous and it's so misinformed. It's so dumbed down from, healthcare. It has absolutely no connection to the scientific world. It has absolutely no connection to physiology, psychiatry, psychology, well-being. It has absolutely no connection to the medical profession at all. It also, you know, this whole thing about, oh, well, let's use sports because most people think that men are sturdier, tougher, more muscular, better, you know, situated to compete in sport. Really? You guys out there, you think that you're in the same shape as Venus Williams? Really, do you? And that just by virtue of your maleness alone, you could take her in tennis? What kind of a sick and twisted mindset is this? But they're very sure they're right. And they're very sure they can make money off of this. And they're very sure that hatred is a thing and that they know just exactly how to corner the market. This was Fox Business News. They hosted this guy. He's a self-loathing person. This guy that you're going to hear comment about how the left is, perverting children or doing damage to children. This guy happens to be a gay man.
Mm-hmm. There is a sort of far left LGBT activist contingent that will stomp over the blood of these dead bodies in order to push their agenda, whether it is a gun control agenda, whether it is an agenda to bully and shame the people that are speaking up against Drag Queen Story Hour, against the sexualization and grooming of children that is coming from these far left LGBTQ sort of circles. And what I will say is that the people that are speaking up against this stuff, and including the medical transition of children, the people who are speaking up against this stuff, do not let these far left LGBT activists sort of bully and shame you into silence and sort of emotionally blackmail you into thinking that the tragedy that happened is somehow your fault because you spoke up against this. It is absolutely not true. So do not fall prey to that emotional blackmail.
Oh, that's right. People who hate other people, people who actually take guns to bars or donut shops or hospitals or to polling places, people who sit in front of drop boxes, in tactical gear with guns. You're the victim. You're the victim. Not the people who get shot and killed, not the people who you bully, not the people that you denigrate, not the people that you call names, not the people that you refuse to even have a cursory understanding of gender identity or body dysmorphia or anything at all. They're not the victim. You're the victim. You're being blackmailed. You're being bullied. How? What is the agenda except to keep children from wanting to commit suicide? What is the agenda other than making people feel fully human and fully functional and fully fulfilled? What does it cost you? Nothing. It costs you zero. Goose egg, donut, squat, nada, zip, zilch. For families to make choices about their children's happiness, it costs you nothing. Just go over there and sit down and shut up. I tell you, we have people in office, and Herschel Walker wants to be one of them. We have Rand Paul. We have, Kristi Noem. We have U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn. Now, what's interesting about Doug Lamborn is this was his district. This particular nightclub is in U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn's district. A mass shooting occurred in his district, and he actually refuses to admit that it was a mass shooting, that it was a targeted attack against LGBT, the LGBT community. He actually put out a multi-use generic thoughts and prayers statement, okay? I am saddened to hear of the senseless loss of life in the shooting last night. Law enforcement and first responders are to be commended for their rapid response. What? No, the rapid response came from a transgendered woman, another patron at the gay bar, and a four-time Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. That's who were the first responders. I mean, the idea that, you know, now we have police that don't even go into a school because they're so terrified of these weapons. And here you have three people that were unarmed that took down a multiple armed shooter. I mean, the guy had an AR and he had a pistol. You know, and these people just put their lives aside, put their survival skills to work and took down this guy. I swear to God. So this is Doug. He posted the exact same message on Facebook. Nothing at all in his statement mentioned that it was an anti-LGBT attack, that it was a hate attack, nothing about the name of the nightclub, no support for the LGBT community in his district or across this country, not even any mention that the patrons and not the police were the ones who subdued the gunman, not even a salute to the heroes that actually put their own lives in harm's way to save their families, okay? It was just a generic... Now, you know why? You know why? Because Lamborn just recently, you know, we had the Respect for Marriage Act pass, through the House and Senate. He voted no. He doesn't want to respect marriages. He refused to vote for the same-sex couples, protection. And really all it says is that if you're married in a state that recognizes same-sex marriage and you choose to live in a state that doesn't, that state has to recognize the other state and the legitimacy of your marriage. But see, Doug Lamborn is a guy who goes to war against cartoons. He once called for PBS to defund a gay cartoon character's wedding to actually get rid of the show and defund PBS because they dared to show a cartoon character having a gay wedding. I don't know. I guess in his world, cartoon characters have definite, sexual identities. Cartoon characters do. Just like Middle Earth people in fantasies can't be black. And they're very sure that they're right. But he co-sponsored the National Anti-Drag Story Hour Bill. Sponsored a bill to defund PBS over the gay cartoon rats that got married. Same-sex rats, cartoon rats got married. He voted against for the Respect for Marriage bill just this last week and is not for, red flag laws or for any background checks, anything to do with, controlling the prevalence of guns in our society. He is a co-sponsor of the Stop the Sexualization of Children's bill, which falsely characterizes drag queens reading stories in public libraries to children as sexually oriented events. He is on the list of the seven most anti-gay U.S. representatives.
All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, The Randy Rhodes Show.
Oh, I had to stop the show and say happy Thanksgiving to you, Rhonda.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
I hope you get a chance to get some rest.
Thanks.
Okay, so...
where to start, right?
Yes, really, because you said so many things that kind of set me off today, mostly because I've been dealing directly with some of that stuff. So this rhetoric about people who are transgender and, you know, I was recently, a couple of weeks ago, I was in I was actually conducting a workshop, a DE&I workshop, and we spent an hour getting sidetracked and trying to talk to people in that workshop about people who are transgender. And it started off with, what about my faith, right? So in other words, I shouldn't have my faith should allow me not to have to be confronted with these people who actually live in the world. And then the other one was, where's the line? Where do we draw the line? And so one of the things I said a bunch of stuff to these people, but what the first thing I said was, there is no science that supports your claim about, people who identify as men, kind of taking over and getting into women's sports, because there was two parts of it. One of it was, but it's biological and that's not fair to biological women, but they are biological women. That's what the hormones are for. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went down the path explaining the science. which they didn't want to hear. But the other part of that was this idea that people who are transgender are somehow pathological, right? Like one of the people said something about, well, if a man decides that he just wants to win and he just decides to say that he's a woman and participate, that, and that's exactly, that was almost exactly my response. I couldn't laugh like that. But I said, you know, that you're, if that happens, that's something that's out of the realm of what we're talking about here today. That doesn't have anything to do with people.
It's also out of the, it's also out of the realm of possibility, because there are an enormous amount of commitments that a person has to make in order to be accepted for an Olympic team, to be accepted on a national team, to be accepted in you know, college swimming or college sports, right? You have had to have lived for 4 years as the sex that you are identifying as. Okay. And if you're a man and you're trying to compete in women's sports, you have to have low T, you know, that's not a scientific term, but I could tell you, you know, the amount of testosterone that you have to test for is so low, and it has to have been something that you've tested for over a period of 2 years before you were even allowed to consider a competition. And so people have this idea that, oh, they're just deciding to cheat. You're right. They think they're pathological. That's a great way to put it.
And all that you just said makes sense. That all what you just said makes sense. These people are not interested in anything that is logical or makes sense.
Right.
So let's talk about the grooming thing here. So another thing that I have done in my life is I have been a therapist. And in fact, I'm going back to that work next year. I'm going to open my own practice up again next year. But
I'll be your patient.
When I was doing the work,
I need help.
When I was doing the work before, my clients were survivors of incest and other forms of sexual assault. And let me tell you something about these terms that they're using: grooming, you know, assault. They're sexualizing children, etc. The people who do that, the people who largely commit those crimes in our society, are straight men.
Yes.
Not anybody. I mean, other people do it, yes, but the numbers of other folks who commit those crimes are infinitesimal compared to the number of straight men who do it. And one of the patterns that these types of predators exhibit is that they stand up and talk about how much they hate predatory people.
Right.
They make up stuff like they're grooming people, because what that does is it deflects and it creates a larger problem. But the problem is over here, right? So the problem with people is with, they try to create this problem with people who are not committing those crimes, in fact, so that the attention will be taken from them and they can continue to commit their crime.
You know what it is? It's misdirection. It's like a magic trick. Look over here.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm actually doing the thing over here. Yeah, it's all misdirection. Mm-hmm. It's done on purpose. It does deflect. It does take your attention away from the perpetrators, and it puts it on the innocent. And you're always, you know, checking out the innocent, watching every move that they make. Meanwhile, the person over here who is grooming a child, who is a clergy member, who is a close relative, who is an uncle or a dad, is getting away with it. Because you're looking over there. Listen, one of the great you know, observations that was made, believe it or not, on Twitter about this was, stop looking outside and start looking inside, and you will find why this is happening. Yeah.
And so the last thing you made me think of was community. All right. So listen, these young people in this country made me so proud.
Me too.
So proud on election day. They know what's going on, and they are beginning to be activated in ways that I hope were even better than they did in the 60s and 70s. I really am hoping for that.
Well, but you know, they're under attack. They are literally the target.
They are. They are, and we know why, right? Because they're effective. So what I'm hoping, but you know, the changes that we're going to, the work we're going to have to do to get this country back on track are going to, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
So what we have to do now is we have to start creating safe communities. We have to use the nonprofits, the municipal laws and code county laws and code, et cetera, to begin to create safe communities for, you know, people who are being oppressed and who are being targeted before all the rest of it gets worked out in our institutions. Because we can do both. We can work to make change in our institutions while we are also building safe communities, because that shooting and all of the other shootings, we have to create ways now to stop them now, right? And sometimes
so one of the things that we all saw,
our own...
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but one of the things that we've all noticed is that evangelicals, you know, as a group and stuff, they literally are now understanding that they're losing, and that's all they cared about. It's all they cared about. They let this man, who was one of the most sexual predators, an offender, a dirty mouth, lack of,
non-Christian.
Non-Christian, thrice married, cheater, right? They accepted everything he ever said or did, even when he threatened violence to take him out and punch him in the face, whatever, only because they were winning, okay? And that should show you that they can be beaten, okay? They can be beaten because they have no core. They have no values. They have no principles. They have no guiding, integrity. They have nothing. They just care.
And as long as we stand on ours,
that's
it. We know is right.
Right.
We can win this, and we can build better, safer communities.
I agree with you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm
Take
so glad
yourself.
You called me. Thank you. Bye.
Clear. Call in. Connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
All right, this last half hour of our pre-Thanksgiving holiday show will be dedicated to you, the caller. Okay, so let's talk to Casey in, Magaloco. Hello.
Hey, Randy, love you as always. You know that. I want to give you my history. I support the LGBT community. I actually worked for what I did Optical. I did my internship with the two lesbians in Wilt Manors. I've been in many AIDS walks, equality across the board, and they deserve to serve in the military. You know, but when it comes to competition, this isn't being prejudiced. Okay, there should be three categories. Okay, they should have a transgender only competition, just like the Special Olympics. Right? For the, you know, people with Down syndrome or what have you, they have their own competition, right? No, hear me out. Okay.
No.
Hear me out. They should have, okay, if they're going to compete for money or whatever it is, or Puma or Adidas, whatever they're doing, it should be known with the other competitors for women. This is only for rights for women. Because how's that? The fact of the matter is that even though they identify as a woman, okay, they're still biologically a man. I'm sorry. That is the facts of the matter.
They're not. They're not.
What do you mean they're not?
I mean, they have to go through many, many years of blood testing to see what the hormone levels are. And if the testosterone level is low enough, look, for instance, okay, let's look at this swimmer, okay, Leah Thomas, okay? Leah Thomas is 15 seconds slower than her personal best before her medical transition. 15 seconds slower. Why is that? Because she's transitioned to a very low testosterone level. Based on nothing, you're saying they need their own league
as
Special Olympics, like Special Olympics kids do, who obviously suffer from a chromosomal I can't say that word, shortage. Okay, I mean, these are just, you're finding these people inconvenient.
Why can't transgenders compete with other transgenders? What is wrong with that?
Why can't somebody just compete? What is wrong with that? Why are you finding them such inconvenient human beings?
They have gone through
so much in order to transition to the sex that they identify with. I mean, physical transition. Lots and lots and lots of physical transitioning.
That's why I was saying there should be three competitions. There should be one
If a kid with Down syndrome could transition into not having Down syndrome, would you still require that kid compete in the Special Olympics because they once had Down syndrome?
But
that's the example you gave me. That's the example
right.
that you.
But why can't? But seriously, they should have again. Women that say, okay, that's okay for a transgender to compete with them. That's fine. That's great. They have that competition. Okay. But if women don't want to compete with transgenders, they
you're
should
assuming,
have that right to say no.
You're assuming that men who transgender to women are somehow going to kick the butt of the women they compete against. But the history of transgender women's competition with and against other women doesn't bear that out, doesn't prove it, it actually shows you're wrong. Leah Thomas, just like I said, came in fifth place and lost to four women. That's how she came in fifth. She lost to four cisgender women.
So women don't have any say. So what you're saying is
so
women
I'm saying there's
compete,
no advantage.
Have no say.
There's
That's
no advantage
saying.
Because you, based on nothing,
you
are
say,
saying.
No. You're saying that. You say that. That's not fact.
What's
That's
not fact,
Randy.
What's not fact?
You're saying that women or transgenders don't have an advantage. You're assuming that.
I'm looking at, you know, the history of world athletics since the very first transgendered person, Renee Richards, who was one of the earliest high-profile tennis players, okay, competed in women's sports as a transgendered woman. And she didn't kick the asses of the women or that she competed against. I'm saying that there's no facts that bear out that there's
right.
some
okay,
physical
so,
advantage to have transgendered from male to female in female sports. It's just not. It's not factually accurate.
Should biological women that compete have a right? Should they have a say?
Do you have a problem? Do you have a problem?
No, I don't.
Me ask the question. Do you have a problem with women who transgendered a male competing against men?
No, because they don't.
So why do you think there's some physical advantage to a person?
Because a man still, the transition still has testosterone, which gives them an advantage.
No, they have to go through a testosterone testing for up more than 2 years before competition is allowed. And the amount of testosterone that is allowed per liter is so low. It's like five, I forget what the unit is, nano something, but it's so low that you wouldn't be able to, function as anything but a female.
But why can't transgenders have their own competition by themselves?
Why do they need that? And what are we talking about? Are we talking about transgendered men to women versus
Both competitions, yes.
So who competes against who? You want somebody who was born a man to compete only against men and someone who was born a woman to compete only against women, no matter what transition has occurred.
They can have co-ed just like co-ed softball. They can have different competitions.
No, that's not what you're proposing. You're saying transgendered people need to have their own sports league.
Yes.
Based on what? Based on what evidence that it's not fair?
Because women should have a right.
But you're saying it's unfair. It's unfair, and I'm showing you over and over and over again that it's completely fair, that there is no evidence that says that men who transition to women, like Renee Richards, that you're talking about the 70s now, okay, that when she started playing tennis against other women, she didn't dominate the sport, she didn't kick other women's butts, and there's no history that supports that is a true thing, that's factual. It's not true.
Did Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all those cats during the 90s, when they were doing steroids, did they have an advantage hitting the ball?
So now you're talking about steroids.
Yes.
You're talking
I'm
about
giving
performance.
You another scenario.
Okay,
yes,
forget it. Because now you're comparing performance enhancing drugs to a lack of testosterone.
I think he skipped right over the part where you explain that you have to have a provable low amount of testosterone.
There's a lot you have to do before you compete. You have to live as the gender that you've transitioned to for 4 years. You have to have blood tests that show that you have such a low level of testosterone. It's like 5 nano something per liter. I mean, it's so low. And you have to submit yourself to those blood tests for over a year before you're allowed to compete. Now, he's saying that hiding performance-enhancing drugs is somehow the same as submitting to blood tests to show that you have a very, very low level of male hormones. How is that the same in your head? One is cheating with performance enhancers, and the other is depleting your speed, your muscle mass, everything, so that you can now compete in the gender in which you identify. They're not the same. You're just finding the whole topic inconvenient and not worthy of decent amounts of thought. I expect more from you.
This is the Randy Rhoads Show.
It is.
To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
In case I get sidetracked, I just want to say how thankful I am that you are there for me every single day. I am really thankful. I'd be even more thankful if you would donate to the show by visiting us at randyrhoads.com or buying a stinking podcast, okay? That would be wonderful.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody who called and reached out to us just to thank wish us a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. So many of you, thank you very much. So many of you have been really kind and supportive.
And some of you have been dickheads. Okay, but thank you. Thank you for watching and listening, no matter which side of that equation you actually, are part of. We thank you. Okay, Jim in Virginia.
Oh, Randy, I love you guys. Wish you a fantastic holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Safe for everyone.
I will be you up to my eyeballs in butter. In butter.
Honey, I'm not doing turkey. I've got nothing but chicken this year, and I'm making chicken stuffing, everything. I'm making chicken pie. Doesn't matter. No tryptophan for me.
Oh, I hear you.
told my thunder about Renee Richards. That's the reason I called. The second you mentioned Venus Williams,
yes,
I was like, that was 45, almost 50 years ago.
Yes.
Let's get over it, athletes.
This is
Renee
what
Richards
I've been.
Was incredible.
She was incredible, but she didn't kick the butts of the women that she played
against.
But
as far as her life was incredible, she's still alive at 88. Mm-hmm. She didn't trans to a man, to a woman, I'm sorry, until she was almost 40. She was a doctor, had kids, a wife who still love her to this day. She never did anything in tennis, although she created a lot of uproar and everyone hated her.
Yeah.
She ended up endearing herself to the tennis world. She won, I think, one doubles title.
Yes.
But her main achievement was... in the 80s, she coached Martina Navratilova in her heyday.
Yeah.
And she was incredible. They made a movie about her.
Well, this is the whole point, is that, we've had transgendered people amongst us forever, since the earth was created. And the idea...
We didn't have Twitter back then, so we didn't hear about it.
Right. And the idea that somehow they're the problem, or somehow they're violent, or somehow they're over-sexualizing this one or that one. It is so ridiculous, because Rhonda is exactly right. This is redirection.
I was listening to her, and I had no idea that you called her, and I was like, how am I going to follow her?
Oh,
so
she's amazing.
I was listening to her the whole time.
Yeah, she's always a bastion of information and kindness, compassion, and simplifying very difficult concepts. So
but
that,
she was so right about
of course the, she's right.
Whatever.
No, I hear you. Look, the idea that somehow we have a new problem called transgender, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing at all. You know what's new?
We have something
the
new
amount...
to project on everyone.
Exactly.
Say, look over this way.
Exactly. We have a new...
And I love the way you always, you don't always do it, but you do it more often, is refer to the GOP as the grand old pedophiles.
They are. They are.
And I actually said that that when something tragic like what happened in Colorado happens, you need to tie the people who incited it with it. So I think we should call that whole thing the Lauren Boebert massacre and say that every time we talk about that.
You know what's interesting is her husband has a problem with exposing his penis to children.
I thought it was just he had a problem with bowling, but that's just
something to do with balls. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Honestly, it is exactly that. It is such projection and such deflection and such, self-loathing. It's a dangerous situation. It's a very dangerous situation because now everybody's armed. everybody. People who don't want to be armed are armed because other people who they have to protect themselves from are armed. Meanwhile, you had this vet, okay, this amazing man, Richard Fiore, who literally got rid of his guns because when he came back from Afghanistan and Iraq for tours of duty, he understood that he probably wasn't responsible enough to have guns. So he got rid of all his guns, okay? That's the man that stopped the gunman without a gun. You know what propelled him forward? Not just his training. It was love. Love for his family. Love for humanity. Love for mankind. Love for his community. That's why Richard Fiore was able to wrestle this shooter down to the ground barehanded and have other people, he was barking orders to them, okay, telling them, kick the gun away. Okay, use your heel and stomp on him, because that's got to hurt. It was love. Love trumps hate all the time, every time. People who are pondering, what is wrong in this world? What has gone so astray? What has gone so askew? What has gone sideways in our culture? Too much hatred. Much too much. And permission to hate. You know, back in the day when this man first came down the escalator and started saying that Mexicans were rapists and murderers and that they were, you know, responsible for all of our problems, and then downshifted into Muslim bans, and then downshifted into, you know, hatred of LGBT. And you had to understand why he was doing it. It's because they have no ideas, no solutions, and they need chaos. And in chaos, you can steal. Period. End of story. And I said, you know what he's doing? We always had the cockroaches amongst us. We always had, the little, scurrying creatures that only come out at night, right? You only had the parasites and the insects among us coming out at night. And what we did as a society was we turned the lights on and we left them on so that they had to crawl back into the wall to avoid detection. Really heinous, ugly, had to go back into the wall to avoid detection. When he came down the escalator, he turned off the lights. Nothing more complicated than that. And he gave them all permission to come out and scurry around and freak everybody out and make everybody have, post-traumatic stress disorder because every freaking body is armed. Sad, but it's really not that complicated. And it's so reliably effective. And you know that that's true because look how fascism took hold in Germany, okay? Hitler was elected. People forget he was elected. And the first thing he did was the Enabling Act. And what did that do? It said that he alone could fix it. And there were no laws. There were no laws. And he started to denigrate and make into an enemy Jews, gays, immigrants. People forget, Romanians. They were called gypsies. They were also, they had to go too. I mean, anyone you could blame for creating any discomfort in society, blame them and then steal. Blame them and then rob. Blame them and then, conquer. Ron in Minnesota.
Hey, Randy. Good afternoon to
Hello.
You.
Hello.
I'm Ron. I'm a nice guy. I'm just basically calling you. Yeah. Basically calling you to wish you a happy holiday.
Oh,
Remind everybody that for the next 2 years, they're going to see Democrats continue to deliver. And they're going to see over the next 2 years, the Republican Party, well, being shown themselves to be the hoax that they are by following the orange snowman, Trump, to hell and back.
They are a hoax.
They're lucky.
They've always been the hoax. They've always been the bamboozlers. They've always been the con men. They've always been the cheats. Always. And, they're not.
Now they got someone that...
Yeah, they're not done stealing, though. Here's what I worry about, okay? Just so you know, Ron. Next year, you're going to see the result of stuff that got passed this year. Next year,
absolutely
right, you're going to see an increase in Social Security payments, cost of living adjustment. People will get about $100, $150 more a month. Next year, you're going to see the price of insulin drop for the Medicare prescription drug plan. Next year, you're going to see prescription drug costs capped. Next year, you're going to see a lot of things that were inside the Inflation Reduction Act come to pass. And my biggest fear is
infrastructure results.
Yes. And I just hope to God that the Republicans, who will take credit for all this, just like they voted against the Infrastructure Act, you know, the package, but then they take credit for the projects in their district. I just am so afraid that people will forget who brought them this relief, who actually reduced prices for Americans. Happy Thanksgiving. See you on Monday. Eat a lot. Eat everything. Clear.